Amen. Boy, that's good right there. Amen. I want you to look in Luke 13 tonight. I'm going to preach a little while here in Luke chapter 13. It's a good chapter, and it's all of it's good, but Luke 13. I want you to recognize some things tonight in this scripture that God showed me that I've read many a time, and we feel led to preach on this tonight, God is helping us. And we'll start reading Luke 13, verse 10. The Bible said, and he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath day, on the Sabbath. Behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bowed together and could no wise lift up herself. When Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. He laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation that because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day and said unto the people, there are 6 days in which men ought to work, and them therefore come and be healed, but not on the Sabbath day. And the Lord answered him and said, thou hypocrite, doth not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away to water it? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan had bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? And when he had said these things, all his adversaries were ashamed, and all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. Let's pray. Father, I love you. I thank you for the Holy Ghost that's in us. I thank you, Lord, for truth. God, tonight, please help me. I pray for help in my spirit, God, right now. Have the enablement of God to be able to say in freedom, God, the truth of God, that it might have recourse and be glorified amongst your people. Thank you for what's been said. God, it's just good sometimes to have men and women testify and say something about the goodness of God for the edification of your body. And God, thank you again, God, for your many blessings on this building, on these church people that's in this building tonight. God, for we are the building of Christ. We are the house, the tabernacle, the temple, may I say tonight, of the living God. And Lord, tonight, God, we know we house Christ in us, which is the hope of glory tonight because of his goodness and mercy and grace. God, bless now the word that's preached. May it be done in the power of God. And may God, we humble our heart before you as we pray in Christ's name. Amen. In Luke chapter 13, there's a verse here that really got a hold of my mind and thought this afternoon, amen, why this woman was in this shape. The Bible said here in verse number 11, and behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity. Now, the Bible didn't say she just had an infirmity. It says she had a spirit of infirmity. Now, I want you to think tonight as I try to preach this in your own mind, think in your own mind tonight about this truth. Amen. We know tonight that our opposition is the devil. We know that. And I believe in what Jesus is saying here, what the scripture's saying here, that this woman, according to the other scripture that I read, has this spirit of infirmity because of the adversary. I believe that the devil, had put this on this woman. Now, I know a lot of people don't think that can happen, but it can. In fact, this woman was in the covenant. She was a daughter, the Bible said in the scripture, she's a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan had bound. Now, I asked this question. It looks like to me that this woman went to the synagogue, every Sabbath. It looks that way. I don't say it word for word, but it looks like this woman entered the Sabbath on that day, on Sabbath day. On this Sabbath day, Jesus was in the synagogue, and the Bible saying here that he saw this woman with the spirit of infirmity. 18 years. Think about that. That's 18 years this woman's bound by this infirmity. Now, it looks like to me that something was put upon this woman, where she couldn't stand straight up. She couldn't stand straight. She was bowed. And I think it meant that she was bent over. And we find here that she could in no wise lift herself. And I understand and know that is the condition of a sinner, that a sinner cannot lift herself. They cannot, come from the position they're in outside of Christ into the body of Christ unless there's a supernatural act of God in this woman now. And brethren, that's the way sinners are. A man can't be saved unless God saves him and straightens him up. There's no way. Nobody will get straight unless Jesus straightens him. And that could be broad tonight on a lot of things. But in particular in this verse, this woman can't lift herself up. She can't straighten herself up. And you've heard the old saying, are you living straight? Have you straightened them up? And there's not an individual you can straighten up. You couldn't straighten your own self up. How can you straighten anybody else up? But I do know that Christ, thank God, saw this woman and no doubt had compassion on her. And she was bound by Satan. I wonder tonight, even in a crowd like this, how many people, amen, sometimes are bound by Satan. And they, my friend, don't realize that that spirit is upon them. And brethren, it can happen. I'm just saying. Now listen, I don't believe the devil can possess a man far as a saved man. But I believe he can oppress a man. And I believe he can attack a man. And brethren, Jesus allowed it. I mean, here's the thing tonight. Amen. Listen, I do not believe that the devil, my friend, attacks, amen, people that he's already got. I believe, thank God, that he attacks them he don't have. I believe he attacks them tonight, amen, that's trying to do something for God, that understands who they are in the Lord Jesus and what their purpose is and what they're here for. And brethren, this thing tonight's deeper than really what we want to agree to. And everything, I can't blame every sickness on the devil, even though the fall of man, the frailty of man, the Adamic nature, the sin. And somebody said, why do we have to be sick? I said, well, I can't fully understand that, but I do know this, that the reason that men are sick is because that Adam fell in the garden and man become decaying, and they started getting sick and feeble. And this woman here was feeble. Now, I want to say this. I don't know this, her prior, I don't know how she was when she was struck with that, but I do know, brethren, that she had it for 18 years. 3 sixes make 18. I'm not in numerology much, but it does. 3 sixes, and she was bound. The Bible said over in the scripture, you were bound. If you look at this thing here, listen, it said that Satan had bound 18 years. This woman was in this shape. You ever thought about this? Listen tonight, there's a lot of people bound tonight with certain things. And brethren, I think the devil's behind anything that tries to, my friend, thank God, to go against the ways of God. And listen tonight, I don't understand. I'm just being honest with you tonight of why all these things happen. But I do know that what I'm preaching is the Bible. And I don't have to try to figure it out. And I don't try to have to explain it all. I just can only preach it where it fits. I tell you, we've got so many doctrines and everything going on in our country, in our land tonight, and we wonder why. Amen. It says this and it says this. But I can approve and I can tell you tonight that everything God says, it'll fit together. It, my friend, it ain't going to contradict. And you'll not understand it all. You can't fully understand a lot of things in this book, friend, tonight. But I do know I preached on that one issue of blood this morning. And it don't say nothing about Satan in her life, but it does in this woman's life. And listen, I cannot preach anything that I don't know what it says. I can only preach what I know that it says. And I do know the devil, my friend, is out to devour. He's out to destroy. He's an adversary of Christ. And he's against us tonight. And brethren, I pray to God. I said to him, oh God, why? Sometimes we feel like we're bound. Amen. We feel like we're held. Ain't God somewhere? And listen, brethren, I'm telling you tonight, ain't God, we ought not be afraid of the devil. I'm not trying to fight him. Amen. But the Bible said, amen, the Bible said that we think God's bruised under our feet. The Bible said the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. And the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. And I know, listen now, we're scared to death of supernatural things. We're scared to death. I don't believe God to release somebody. If Christ is in me, and he is, and he's the same God that he always has been, it's for sure tonight. Thank God that some, amen, he has saved, and some he has healed, and some he's done a work in. And have you ever thought about this? I'm just throwing it out. Thank God sometimes we get hit with something, maybe physical. Thank God, or maybe, my friends, a spiritual attack. Do you ever consider, first of all, that this is the adversary? This is the enemy. Why do you think the devil sowed tares amongst the wheat? He said that let them grow together. Don't pluck them up. They're going to have to be. Thank God took at the end of time, and God's going to deal with that. And tares go into the fire, and the wheat go into the barn. It's a picture of the last day. Under God, if I was a general judgment preacher, I'd eat that scripture and I'd go with it. Because, brethren, it looks like, thank God, the end of time, he's got to separate the devil's crowd and his crowd. Amen. And they're going to look alike. He's dealing with the religious people. Tares are religious people. Amen. I preached one time on tares. Oh, tear down the preacher, tear down the church. Amen. And tear down the scripture ought to meet their own way. And brother, tonight, that's still the truth. A tear ain't for the word. A tear, my friend, ain't for the church. And they sure ain't for biblical preaching of the gospel, the grace of God. But brother, there's religious people sowed amongst saved people. And brother Roberts, you know what I'm telling you is the truth tonight. Amen. It's not the drunkard that's a tear. It's not the harlot that's a tear. It's the religious crowd that's a tear. That's what it is. Friend, listen. I believe, my God, thank God, the truth on it. The tares are religious people, proselytes, false prophets. They look like they're real, but they're not real. They have no substance in them. They're only, my friend, religious people. And he sowed amongst them. And brethren, he said, you can't pluck them up. He said, you'll rip out some wheat and don't mess with them. Amen. Because they're going to go to judgment one day. And what about that crowd in Matthew 7 that said, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied thy name, the tares? Have we not done many of your wonderful works in that name? Have we not cast out devils in that name? And he'll say, depart from me, I never knew you. And brother, that many never knew him, not one time. Amen. That's right. That's the truth, brother. Amen. There's growing. That's right. The whole thing is, that brother tonight, that's just the way it is. Satan hath sowed these. Who sowed them? Who sowed the tares? He said the wicked one had sowed the tares. Who were the tares? He sowed the children of the wicked one. Amen. Who was the one that sowed the good seed? The son of man. Thank God. Who were the good seed? The wheat. Which are the children of what? The kingdom. Amen. And brother, it's like that. We live in that hour. It's so much deception, people can't tell. Amen. Listen, they don't. You know, I've said this before. They do not teach people what counterfeit bills look like. They teach them what the real thing is. And I'm sad to say there's a lack of understanding what the real thing is. And brother, you can't convince nobody of what the real thing is. Brother, you got to know the real thing. And the real thing testifies within me of the real truth and the real stuff. Amen to God. And brother, if it don't have the right sound, he said it's an uncertain sound. And he said in the scripture, only them, thank God, amen, we know the joyful sound. And the joyful sound is the witness of God in your heart. Thank God what you know tonight. And brother, the Holy Ghost will testify unto you tonight what's real and what's not. Amen. And that's right. Satan's a liar and the truth ain't in him. But brother, I'm telling you this. He had bound this woman for 18 years with this infirmity. It's a spirit of infirmity. Buddy, think about that. I don't understand what that is completely, but I know this. It's something that had to get in her spirit. And brother, the spirits were communicating. God is. And if the devil can get in that line, he can hinder people and actually cripple people, friend. There's people that went to a grave early, friend, because their spirit got messed up. And they got messed up in drugs and got messed up, my friend, in witchcraft and got messed up in all kind of things. And brother, I'm telling you this tonight, it's still the same devil in the same way that he corrupts men and defiles men and cripples men, and this woman couldn't get herself out of it, amen. That's right. She is bowed, the Bible said here, notice this, had the bowed, was bowed together and couldn't no wise lift up herself. She had no, he had overcome her. Why do you think Paul said neither give place to the devil? Amen. Brother, listen tonight. I want to help you. I want you to see some things. He said in verse 12, and when Jesus saw her, amen. Thank God Jesus saw her in that condition. Thank God this woman was familiar with the synagogue, but she was in that condition. And listen tonight, brethren, we need a prayer meeting. Thank God, I'm not talking about lip service. I'm not talking about, amen, going through a 5-minute prayer. I'm talking about, amen, fervent prayer. I'm talking about wrestling with God. Do you know the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much? That word fervent means fiery. It's got something to it. But I believe this. I believe, thank God, that it is a struggle. It is a wrestling. It is agonizing. It is that utterance that comes from our inner man, the God. Oh, Lord, help us tonight. Amen. It's not. I know people tell me you don't have to holler like that. You don't have to pray like that. But I don't all the time. Thank God, but sometimes I get plugged, and that's just the way it is. It really ain't a certain way that you pray in far as my friend, a method. Thank God, it's Christ, in the name of Christ that we pray and call on his name. But brethren, you can talk, you can even think on that, and praise God, you can get in, amen, and cry out to God and pray to him. And the church is going to have that in these days. There's more demonic oppression, there's more demonic things are going on in church in people's mind. Thank God, my friend, they're just under the influence of him, of the devil. And Jesus saw her and called her to him and said unto her, woman, thou art loosed, amen, from thine infirmity. He spake the word, thank God, you're loosed from thine infirmity. I loose you. Thank God tonight, I'm glad for the loosing of Jesus Christ. Notice verse 13, usually when Jesus cast out devils, that's by the authority of his word. Remember the man that was possessed of all them devils? Amen. That's the authority of his word. He cast them devils out. He did not lay hands, what we have in the book, on that man that was had all them devils. This is a different incident right here. Brother, he laid hands on the woman. Notice he laid his hands on her. And brethren, it's still the biblical truth. Why in the world have we got away from this biblical truth? That there is something in that. I'm not going to listen. I'm not going to say something because most people would call me, thank God, my friend, a charismatic. Amen. But thank God for truth. Thank God there is a laying on of hands. He said, brother, listen, Paul laid hands on them men. Amen. Listen, read it sometime. Thank God, that's an apostolic thing, I understand. But brother, the church didn't stop with the apostles. And he laid hands on Timothy. Amen. He received a gift. Amen. Listen, a brother laying hands is something that was put in the Bible, an anointing of God. And Jesus laid hands. Listen, that transferring power of Jesus. Amen. That woman touched him this morning. He said, virtue come out of me. But now he's laying hands on her. And brother, my daddy, he told me, God, as a young boy, he was taught he wasn't going to make it. And his
down here in Duke Hospital, and they lived in Virginia. Amen. He wasn't going to make it. Amen. And he said, amen. He was a little boy, and he remembered this. He said, and Grandpa came down, his daddy, amen, and his mama, brother, listen, and took the oil and anointed him and laid hands on him. And brother, he said, God touched him and healed him. Amen. Listen, it's still real today, friend. I still believe it, brother. I still believe praying. Amen. Laying of hands. Amen. Brother, playing anoint with oil. Very seldom see it anymore. We got it under the pulpit. We anoint people. And listen, I'm going to go a step further. It ain't on the sickness of the body. It's the sickness of the soul. It's the sickness of the soul, friend. If he why didn't he say if he committed sins? Why didn't he say confess your faults? Amen. One to another. Why? Because it's more the sickness than sins of dealing with the flesh. Physicality, it is the spirit and the mind of man that's sick tonight. Thank God that I believe there's a power. And listen, friend, he gave us the keys unto the gospel church. Amen. I mean, far as giving the gospel out, he gave us the keys. Why don't we exercise these things? Most people don't believe it, and most people wouldn't even think about having it done. They'd rather go pay and go to the hospital, amen, and look at the man of God and people. Men of God, amen, that could pray and get through. Thank God, then pray for them and trust God for them. Thank God, friend. I'm just sad tonight. Brother, and I prayed. Amen, brother, listen. Thank God, Miss Brenda Neal. Amen to God. She got that COVID. Jay, her son, texted me and said, Mama's gone to the hospital running 104 fever. I said, thank God, we got to pray. And brother, listen, we being Jeremy happened to be on the phone after that, and I was calling him to tell her what I knew, and I said, let's just pray, amen. And God, we got to praying on the telephone, and brother, her fever went down. She's at the house tonight, and said she felt great, amen. I believe it tonight with my heart. I'm telling you, what in the world are we showing a lost world with the power of God? Jesus has it, and brother, he give it to us, and surely we got enough power tonight to pray through and see God do something. But listen, Jesus laid his hands on her and notice, and immediately she was made straight. Amen. Thank God, let me praise God. She was bent down, but when he laid his hands on her, she was straight up. Amen. I'm going to tell you what to make an individual straight tonight. Amen. It's him making you straight. Amen. You want to get straight, he can make you straight. Whatever your problem is, whatever your issue is, I tell you, if you'd be willing tonight, he can make you straight on the issue, amen. Thank God, and change your walk and change the way you live. And after 18 years, thank God now, amen, she's walking upright, amen. And I'm going to tell you this tonight, brother. You hear me tonight, you believe what I'm preaching. Ain't many Baptists believe it because they don't want to, amen, they don't believe the supernatural no more. But listen, Peter and John went to the temple to pray at the ninth hour. Brother, that man out there was begging alms, expecting to receive something of them. And Peter, thank God, said, look on us. And he said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I unto thee. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Rise up and walk. That man got strength in his ankle bones and jumped up, amen. What stirred the inside of that temple that day? It was that man coming in there leaping and praising God. Amen. Peter and John was going in there to pray. Thank God he got in there and he was leaping and praising God. And it stirred the whole crowd up. Amen. They threw him in prison for a night and wanted to question him. They wasn't rejoicing. They wasn't rejoicing here. They don't want it in the churches today. They're too caught up in rituals and traditions, and they don't want the presence of God in the church. Thank God that God can do something. We got a bunch of pride in our churches. Thank God that won't admit they need the touch of God. They won't admit they need healing. They won't admit, thank God, that they need loose from what they're bound by. They won't admit it, friend, but I'm telling you tonight, there's enough power in this place tonight. Thank God to do what God said he'd do. Amen. That's right. Amen to God, son. Number one, I ain't pastoring a dead church. If I ain't got life, thank God I ain't pastoring a dead church. Amen. I ain't pastoring a church people don't believe nothing. fright. All we believe, brother, listen, there's been enough preaching in this pulpit, thank God, to save anybody and praise God, help anybody. But listen to me tonight. Brother, it ain't that we need more preaching. We just need more practicing. Amen. That's right. Praise God. That's exactly right. Amen. Brother, I believe it tonight. There are so many people scared to death. Amen. Listen, friend, if a man come in here, and we got, he said, I need y'all to pray for me, and you seen it before your eyes. And Brother Danny, I recall one night, amen, or one morning, we prayed over you with that heart issue. And brother, we believe God to help you. And brother, you went, thank God, to that doctor. Amen. And that doctor said, I find nothing wrong with him at all. Amen. That's right. Miss Heather's sister, amen, they thought she had all them blood caught situation, and me and him agreed in prayer over the telephone. Amen. She got exam. They said she didn't have a one. You say coincidence? No. I say prayer? Yes. I say God? Yes. I say God loosed it. Amen. Hey, glory to God tonight. You all know why? Hey, God, the young people don't want to be involved in a church like this. I tell you why. Because they ain't seeing what you're preaching. I ain't seeing enough. Amen. Even though we're real and we got the Holy Ghost, we got the truth of God. Every once in a while, there's got to be a breakthrough in the power of God. Get in somebody's heart and the word of faith preach. And God do something in somebody's heart tonight. I don't want these youngins raised up in dead religion. Hey, God, I want them to see something from above. And God do something for their heart and life. And change them forever, brother. And believe what I'm preaching tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Amen to God Almighty. Have mercy on me, O God. Notice what he said. And the ruler of the synagogue, you got them in every church I've ever been in. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation. Thank God he got mad. Amen. Notice what he said. Because of Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day. Brother, Jesus is Lord of the Sabbath. Amen. Amen. Jesus is Lord over everything. He ain't bound to nothing but the will of God. Amen. Sabbath day. That's all they could holler. It's all through the scripture of the New Testament. Sabbath day, Sabbath day, Sabbath day. Brother, I'm going to remind you tonight, he's the same every day. He don't change on Sunday. He ain't no different than us sitting in these pews tonight as he will be in the morning. Thank God, Brother Phil, when you bow your head in prayer, pray. He'll be the same God then. Amen. Amen. It ain't a day, it's the need. It's what the need is. It ain't the day. God have mercy on people. Oh, you can't do that. Today's Sunday. Praise God. He's the same God as he is on Sunday. He is on Monday. He can do what he wants to when he wants to. God have mercy, friend. I'm telling you, brother, listen, we've got this thing messed up. He ain't going to follow us in our corner. He ain't in a corner. Thank God he's free, amen. Yeah. He's the Son of God. He does as he pleases, when he pleases. Hallelujah, thank God. Notice this here. He said, you healed on the Sabbath day and said unto the people, there are 6 days, I can imagine this man saying this, in which men ought to work. This ain't work, brother. It's the work of the Father, but it's the work, thank God, of miraculous power. In them, therefore, come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. And Jesus said this back to him and put him right in his place and said, the Lord then answered him and said, thou hypocrite. You a hypocrite. That had to be striking. And he said, doth not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away to watering? He said, don't y'all go do that. That's against the rule too, boys. Amen. Well, the Pharisees made so many rules on the Sabbath, they couldn't even keep them. Amen. Couldn't go but so far and all this and that. Boys, I'm telling you, I'm free in Christ tonight. Amen. I'm free in Christ tonight. And I ain't free to sin, but I'm free to live. Amen. Son, I ain't under the bondage of no man, thank God, but the head of Jesus Christ. Amen. I don't have to bow down to no man. You don't have to neither, thank God. The only man you bow to is the Son of God. Amen. God have mercy in this day. Then he said this in the verse 16. And ought this, notice he said this, keep going. And I believe he said it like, and ought not this woman being a daughter of Abraham. She's in the covenant. She's a daughter of faith. She's a daughter in the covenant of God. ought not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, who Satan had bound? Lo, these 18 years be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day. 18 years, brother. You answer me. That woman had been 12 years the issue of blood. There's a man that laid at Bethesda. He was in the same shape for 38 years. Most people don't get saved after 38 or 40 years old. Most people. If I asked in his church how many was saved 40 and under, it'd be the majority. If you say how many was saved under 40, there's a few. But most of them was under 40 years old. I don't know what that has to do with anything, but I just thought I'd say it anyhow. Most of the time, people's hearts become hardened by then. That's said under any kind of preaching. Notice this here. Be loose from it. And he said, when he had said these things, all the adversaries. Boy, ain't that sad. All the adversaries. How many adversaries? I mean, them people as an adversary. Opponent. Them is against him. They're religious people. They're in the synagogue. These ain't a bunch of people on the street. If the people hung him on the cross, them religious people, friend, you know why? They couldn't see. Couldn't see who he was. He said, salvation's of the Jews to a woman been married 5 times and had a man wanting her husband. He said, I'm going to tell you, man, salvation's of the Jews. The Messiah come from the Jewish race. And she said, when he comes, he said, I am him. Amen. Thank God she left the water pot right fast. Amen. Paul left Gamaliel too, son. He didn't go back and sit under him. Amen. Somebody asked me one time, I believe other people say, I used to be very strong-headed. They didn't go to the Baptist church. I said, well, God don't save by denomination. There won't be a Baptist heaven and another type of heaven. It's the family. It's the family. I know that bothers Baptist briders, but it don't matter to me. Amen. I ain't one. I'm a Baptist by choice because I believe it's closer to the Bible and I believe baptism by immersion. And that's why a Baptist is a Baptist, because they're rebaptizers of them that was infant baptized. And brother, they ought to be rebaptized, because a man ain't getting nowhere in that sprinkling business. Amen. And I tell you, listen, friend, there ain't a verse in there. I told a man, that Lutheran preacher, and I said, if you'll show me one verse in the Bible where you got to be sprinkled, I'll preach it. Yeah. Yeah. It ain't in there, friend. You won't find it. It's immersion. Read the Bible. Amen. It don't matter if my grandma or my whoever's in it. I made them mad. Amen. Because I took a stand for what was right. Amen. You'll never change nobody compromising. But there ain't no need to act like a heathen to them. Amen to that. You ain't going to win nobody like that neither. Amen. How you win people is in the power of the Holy Ghost. If you got God on you, it'll respond to them. It'll shine light on them. It'll reprove them. You don't have to say a whole lot. If you're walking in the Spirit, that man that told me, amen, I had to be born again. He didn't preach a whole message. He said, you must be born again. And I got mad because he was telling the truth and I didn't know how to have birth, a new birth, amen. Right. And no man knows how to have a new birth. Ain't nobody, brother in pink, said it right. He said God told Nicodemus something he couldn't produce, but he had to come to the end of himself. Amen. That the operation of God take place in his heart, like it did Lydia by the riverside when God opened her heart to the words of God's man preaching. And brother, she was a believer and was baptized and entertained the preachers and took care of them and was a New Testament Christian. Amen. And this woman here now is walking, thank God, upright. And they said the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done, notice, by him. That's right. You say, I can't figure that out. Don't God need me to do this? If he tells you to do it, do it. Yeah. He don't need you to do it. He can do what he can and do what he wills and does it all anyhow. Right. It don't matter if he uses me or not. That's right. Amen. That's right. A lot of people put stars on their own cap. Because they said, man, I tell you, I've had them say this. Said, yeah, you see that boy over there? I said, yeah, I see him. He said,
Go ask him who he got saved under. That's how I've had them tell me that. Got saved under the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. God gives increase. Ain't no man ever given no increase into the family of God. Amen, buddy. Listen, Billy Mitchell said it right. He said, if you don't preach any round of reason for the glory, but for the glory of God, you're going to be discouraged. That's right. Because if you're looking for visible results in, quote, your ministry and you tagging a name, oh, listen, I'm telling you, when 3,000 got saved in Acts 2, they did because Jesus said they did. It wasn't some evangelists come by and talked them into about 50 of them. Amen to God. That's exactly right. It ain't, brother, and it's just a work of grace. It's God that does it. He said he used every man, he give every man a minister, Brother Justin. He give every man a minister. I mean, he give him a gospel preacher. He had Paul and Cephas and Apollos, and they preached. But, brother, he said God gave increase. And when he come down to it, he said, thank God. He said, I planted, Apollos watered us. Thank God, friend, and listen tonight. Amen. But it was God that gave the increase. It's God that does it. And the reason, friend, tonight, are you here? Me, this woman was made whole. Thank God she was made straight. It's because who touched her? Amen. That's right. Thank God. That's right. That's why you hold it. That's why you stand up straight. There ain't a preacher living can keep you straight. And no matter who he is, no matter how hard he preaches or how hard he don't preach, he can't keep you straight. I found this out, and you can put her down what I said tonight. Put her down in your book and in your heart. There ain't nothing you can change in somebody on the inside.
That's right.
Son, if they're a black bird, they ain't gonna run with black birds. They're a red bird, they'll run with red birds. That's exactly right. Amen to God. If they got something in them, it's something that's gonna, unless the God of heaven looses him from that, they'll never get loose. They'll be the same person. Brother, listen, I'm telling you, it's sad, but it's just a God's truth. There's very few people take heed of the word of God anymore. And thus saith the Lord. Amen. They're too concerned about their agenda. They're too concerned about their truths or their traditions instead of what God says. And it's very few people grow in grace because they receive not the word of the truth. And brother, when he lays his hand on you, thank God you're going to have something happen to you. And that's what we need in the church house. We need the divine presence of God, amen, where he can do something in your heart, amen, instead of, brother, listen, going through a ritual and going through the emotions of the service, amen. God have mercy. I just want to turn her around, brother, and I can't do it. It takes God. Reviving comes from the Lord. Amen. If you want it in your children's life and these young people in this life, in this church, thank God, then we're going to have to ask God for it. He knows us tonight. He knows where we at. And brother, if we're going to see the hand of God move in this place and see him loose some people, praise God, from what they're bound by, most people's bound by self. They need loose from it. They need loose from it. They can get that self out of the way and get loose from it. Amen. Put his hand on you and release you from some of that self attitude and self living, brother. And listen, and get God in us and live for holiness and live for the righteousness of Christ and be, thank God, sanctified in the word of God, friend. Amen, brother. And get something from above and be changed, brother. Listen, the difference between a man live for God and not wish and not live for God is the very presence and strength and the workings of God in that man. If you get in a good meeting with God, Brother Todd, and the Holy Ghost is on you, brother, there ain't no carnal thoughts much going to come to your mind. God get on me, thank God, and the Holy Ghost visit me, brother, I ain't thinking carnal. Right. Brother, if we just got a church and we meeting together, amen, and we going back to the house the same way, we ain't no different. God have mercy. We need loosed. Amen. He told that crowd to loose Lazarus. He said, loose him and let him go. He come out and ain't got alive. He had grave clothes on. And brother, he got loosed. Amen. I'm glad for the loosened power of God. Amen to God every once in a while. You know why you can't worship? You know why you can't praise him sometimes aloud? You're bound. You know, Satan don't mind us meeting. But he minds, praise God, the presence of God being in it. He minds the Holy Ghost working in people. Right. Let's pray. Father, I love you tonight. Thank you for the word of God. Lord Jesus, I need your help tonight. Lord God, there's people that need loosed. God of heaven, they've been in these conditions, and Lord God, they hadn't, Lord God, been loose from them, Lord. And God, I pray you to loose them tonight. God, heaven, hear me tonight. Father, oh God, I cry from my heart tonight. Oh God, this woman, God, was had a spirit of infirmity. And God, that spirit of Satan, that spirit, God, of oppression, that spirit, God, tonight that God in her, God, that caused her to be in sickness and bowed. And God couldn't lift herself, but God, I'm glad tonight, God, to heaven, Lord God, you lifted her. Thank God you lifted us. Oh God, tonight, help me to ever thank you, God, ever walk uprightly, and God, to do what the Holy Ghost says in this life. And God, I pray, Lord, you just help me. God, so many times, Lord, God, I don't, God, heed, God, to that voice. And God, I pray you'd have mercy on me. God, help me to heed and walk in the light and be faithful. And God, walk in the power of God. Lord, I pray, God, tonight for them. I pray for this congregation, Lord, tonight, every individual, God, that's here. I pray they'd be loose, God, from anything that hindered them. And God, anything that Satan would, God, try to put upon them. I plead the blood over us, God, even against this virus. God, I know, God, it's of the God of this world. I know tonight, God, all this stuff going on in this world today is of the God of this world. And God, tonight, Lord, he'd like no better, God, than to try to attack us and, God, hinder us. And God, I pray tonight in the authority of the name of Jesus, God. That's the only name that the power's in. God, tonight, Lord, that you'd put a hedge about us. You'd put a divine touch, a hedge, God, about us. God, keep us tonight, Lord. Help us to trust you, God. Help us to walk in you, God, I pray. Hear me, please, our God of heaven, Father above. God, tonight, to sanctify your people, working each one of them. Oh, God, Lord, whatever the need is, whether it's a physical sickness, whether it's a spiritual attack, God, against your people, God, I pray you'd get victory tonight. And it's already been won. God, tonight, help us to walk in it, believe it, trust it, and God, Lord, do what we need to do. And God, we'll thank you, our God. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Oh, in his name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise God.